listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your 10-minute daily markets update for Monday the 6th of May. I am Raina Bosch, standing in for Ricardo Gonçalves. The Australian share market started the week off strongly, up 0.7% as a Reserve Bank meeting on interest rates gets underway. The index was buoyed higher by a 2.7% gain at Westpac as it reported its half-year results, and a $1 billion increase to its share buyback, now at $2.5 billion. For more, I spoke to Luke McMillan. He's the head of research at Ophir Asset Management.
Really, we got a positive lead from US markets on their Friday session. We had some softer than expected employment data out of the US and a higher unemployment rate. And really the trade there was the market seeing that rate cuts might be sooner than previously expected. And really, I guess, reaffirmed Chairman Powell in the US pushing back on there being any more hikes. And so it was really those soft landing rate cut hopes on softer economic data that got the market going. And that's flowed through to our market today.
Speaking of rates, the Reserve Bank is sitting at the start of its two-day meeting as we speak, amid talk that interest rates could rise. What is your take on all of this?
Yeah, that is the question. You know, both for the US and Australia now, probably both in that bucket of potentially a chance of another hike. As I said, Powell pretty much is ruled that out for the US. The question now becomes, is Australia going to entertain that? Market pricing currently has about a 40% chance of one more hike from the RBA this cycle, not coming at this upcoming meeting, but probably more by about September. And so really in the last meeting from the RBA, we saw them kind of sitting on the fence with the neutral bias, and investors will be looking to see if there's any more hawkish rhetoric that comes from them from this meeting.
Now, Westpac also in the spotlight today ahead of ANZ reporting its results tomorrow and CommBank later this week. What are you seeing in terms of the results among these big banks?
Well, the market liked the result from Westpac today, up a little over 2% in trading so far. It was a pretty clean result overall, broadly in line, if not slightly above, or 1% to 2% above market expectations. I think what the market will like the most is the capital management initiatives that came through. So an increase in terms of the dividend, the interim dividend to 75 cents a share, and then also a special dividend of 15 cents per share as well, and really a boost to their buyback program. And that will probably put them at the front of the pack in terms of capital management initiatives out of the big four banks, but we'll wait and see what the others come out with.
Who are the other companies that you're keeping an eye on today?
Well, I suppose the other big moves that we've seen so far is we've seen Square / Block trade down around about 10%. It was really a catch down to what happened in the US listing for that business, as US investors took a bit of a more jaundiced view of the recent result. Another big move that we saw down from a smaller company on the ASX was Tourism Holdings, down around about 35-40%. They are the largest recreational vehicle or RV seller and renter globally, listed here in Australia and in New Zealand, really calling out a softer outlook both in Australia and in the US as well, with a pretty significant downgrade there, about a 30-35% downgrade to their outlook for the full year.
And finally, Luke, where are you seeing the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Always hate to be specifically talking our own book, but as a small cap manager, we really do like the outlook for small caps at the moment. The underperformance that we've seen in small caps versus large, not only here in Australia, but really across the key global developed share markets, has been quite stunning over the last 2 or 3 years. And so we think that one of those catalysts for that catch up or outperformance versus large caps is likely if we do get that central economic scenario playing out of a soft landing in the US and soft landing rate cuts. We think that'll be one of the catalysts for a catch up there.
That was Luke McMillan from Ophir Asset Management.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.